one limb. I got keeping an eye stage to collect money for this poor family. Then, after Easter, I brought the money to this lady. Wasn't a lot of money, but it was a lot for them. I have never met such people at peace. Five children and a mother sitting in a cave in the side of a hill. I took an Italian brother with me so we could carry on a conversation. My Italian was not so good, at least then. Very happy. Can poor people be happy and rich people be unhappy? Peace to those who are doing God's will. Part one of our meditation. Part two, the shepherds. Remember, they were told by the angels that the Savior was born in Bethlehem. Now, you may be sure they did not leave the sheep in the field. That would have been dumb. They took the sheep with them. And so they came because the angels, remember, told the shepherds, I bring you good news. What is the Catholic translation of the words good news? That means what? What does that mean? Gospel. Gospel. Good news, and good news of great joy. So that's what the angels told the shepherds, and the shepherds, then they were told to visit this Savior. Now, it had to be poor shepherds, as you may say, academically uneducated. May I ask you, sisters, are all educated people intelligent? Are all educated people intelligent?
No.
What do you think?
No. No.
The most stupid people I know are PhDs, doctorates, teaching in our universities. They are numbskulls. I know them. Secondly, if not all educated people are intelligent, are all intelligent people educated? Thank God. So much of modern education is miseducation. So these intelligent but uneducated shepherds came to find the Christ child. They found him, and where did they find him? Depending on the language that we speak in English, laid in a manger. What is the French word for to eat? What's the French word for to eat? So, that's a nice word, manger. Manger. That That was a trough. That's where the animals ate whatever food was given them. So Jesus placed in a trough, and Mary kept the animals aside, or maybe standing on the side of the manger. On one end of the manger, Jesus, we may suppose, was placed by Mary. Then she told the whatever they were, oxen, donkeys, whatever, "Now, don't keep away from my baby. And don't start eating my baby." By the way, animals have more sense. So they found Jesus laid in a trough, and it was in a stable to teach us. And now the next part of this meditation. And those shepherds recognized, they believed, that that baby lying in a trough lay no doubt on straw. Mary provided her child with the food from her own body. Mary nursed Jesus. And the shepherds believed. This is a retreat. It is not a lecture in theology. Our Lord reveals himself to those who are simple, plain, ordinary, humble. And there's one thing that you missionaries of charity better practice. It is a very simple, humble, ordinary life. In India, certainly in Calcutta, there are hotels. I've stayed in one in Calcutta. Kind of nice with air conditioning. But if we want to bring souls to Christ, we must imitate the shepherds, both in their poverty, in their simplicity, and in their faith. Nowadays, can you imagine? People claiming to see angels. If others will hear about this, depending on who is in charge, they might be, well, sent to a psychiatrist. I didn't expect to say this, but I will. Sisters, I plead with the missionaries of charity, do not use psychiatrists. Do you hear me? Graduate degree in psychology. Of course, there are too many psychiatrists. with very few exceptions, they don't have our faith.